FamilyPropaneLLC.com.
Right now, it is time for us to meet up with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning.
Pat, good morning. Well, we got about 3.5 to 5 inches of heavy, icy snow yesterday. And last night, I know at my house, we got at least 8 or 9 inches because there's easily 12 to 14 inches of snow out by my house. Easily.
I'm not surprised.
And it's a light, fluffy. The snow that came last night is a light, fluffy snow for some reason. But man, it just kept snowing and snowing and snowing. But I stayed home, Pat. I didn't spend the night at the station. I couldn't do it again for a second night. And it was the crews are all out. We have lots of late openings and closings this morning. But that this has been a pretty significant storm.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Again, originated in the Pacific. So there's another one coming in. We'll have to see what that does. But that's not going to affect us through the weekend. So we don't have to worry about that. Thank goodness. Right. In the meantime.
Yes.
Any snow and snow showers over the area will be all tapering off by lunchtime. And then you'll wind up with partly cloudy skies and highs today probably somewhere in the middle 30s. Tonight, I do expect that skies will remain mostly cloudy. That could be saving grace as far as temperatures because we'll only be 20 to 25. And tomorrow, some sun. There'll be some snow showers late in the day or at night tomorrow with a front. Low 40s. Behind the front, partly cloudy, 40 Thursday. Friday, partly cloudy. Another front comes in with some snow showers later in the day, 40 degrees. It's cold on Saturday. We don't get out of the 20s Saturday. And with fair skies, but breezy. And then on Sunday, it gets milder. And we go 35 to 40 with a partly sunny sky. So the weekend's looking pretty good.
So the weekend's looking pretty good, you're saying?
Yeah, not bad.
But we don't know.
I go to Warwick to chop down the tree on Saturday.
So it's going to be windy and cold when you do that.
Of course. God forbid that it worked out the opposite way. Because had we be filming in the city on Saturday and go for the tree on Sunday, and Sunday would have been at least in the 40s.
But that's not bad.
What are you going to do? Hopefully I'll find the tree quick and cut it down and get out of there.
That's what you want. How many of you are going out?
Just two of us. That has dwindled a little. There was, at one point, there was six of us. Now it's down to two. The other four, two of them said they already got their tree. And then one of them said they were using an artificial tree. So everybody was doing things different this year.
And there you go.
Yeah, well, you know. So, I think I like the idea of picking your own tree and bringing it home. I think it's a cool idea.
I don't know. I kind of like it takes me about 12 minutes to put up my my decorations.
Do you put up a tree?
Oh, I have a tree, but it's not a real one.
Oh, okay. And it's probably decorated from last year.
Here's what it is. It's a tree that you take out, you put the three sections together, you plug them all together, plug it into the wall, and it's lit with little tiny white lights and everything.
And that's it.
That's it. Inside on top of that, I have lights in my front bay window, and I have two candles that light up automatically at about 4:45 each night. The Christmas tree is lit. And then I have various little things like ribbons on my plants that are hanging up. But literally it takes me about 18 minutes to put it all up and about 18 minutes to take it all down at the end.
That's pretty cool.
And that's the way it's going to remain. The days of real trees for me are gone.
They're gone, huh?
They're gone. It's gone. It's just gone. What can I say?
Well, yeah, I remember having real trees when I was a kid. Then for the longest time, artificial. And now I'm back to real. I don't know. But, there'll come a time when I'll switch that too. Just like you. you know, and say enough is enough. But
I think it's been about 12 years since I've had a real tree.
I mean, they aren't the easiest to care for, as you know. You got to get them up. You got to make sure they're straight. You got to keep them watered. You know, then there's a mess when you take it down. Artificial trees are definitely easier, no doubt about it.
Real trees, if you, in a house with three cats and two dogs, I'm sorry. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
The cats end up climbing it all the time.
Yeah, see, I don't have to worry about Shirley touching it.
And the dogs, they want to lick up, they want to get to the bowl and lick the water when they find out that, you know, they get the water reservoir there.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Well, this is the first year my dog, LJ, knocked over the fake tree. He did it by accident, and it fell on him. And, of course, he'll never do it again because it scared the living bejesus.
Right.
But no, there's. I'm sorry. There's a time for real trees, and you see, it's not bad. You got a couple of adults that live in your house,
right?
And one very small dog. That's totally different. If you have a bunch of kids also, and they're really young, it's nice. It's nice to do that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And
it's funny, Clara Landfest just said me, "Who's decorating your office for your viewers?" I still have my Halloween decorations up there.
Are you kidding me?
I got a picture. I got a skeleton face up over on my side. So I guess I should put something in here to indicate it's the holiday season. I don't know, though. You know, at the 67, Pat, it's this year especially. Like, yeah. I came to the station, and the crew, that they plowed out the station, no problem. It was great. But then the town cleaned their parking lot.
Oh,
and when they cleaned their parking lot, right in front of the entrance to my ramp, there's 4 feet of snow. So I had to climb over that to get to the ramp. And I just said to myself, you know, I don't know what we could do to fix this, but something. I just, the cold weather just gets to me, and the snow gets to me, and now you have to totally brush off your car, even though I'm coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning. If God forbid the snow blows off your car and goes in somebody else's car, you're going to wind up in prison for a couple of years. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know.
And that's a good law. I'm not saying it's not a good law. I'm just saying it's.
It's not as much fun as it used to be. Let's put it that way.
No. Hang on a second here. Hang on. Robinhood Radio. Hang on here, Pat. You're in on an emergency announcement.
Okay.
I have to press 1 to hear the emergency announcement. Good morning. The following is a message from Superintendent of Schools Pam Vogel. Region 1 schools will now be closed today. So there we go. Region 1 schools are now closed today. People got that right off the phone. You see that?
See that? Isn't that amazing?
Now, right off the phone, Region 1 and Pam Vogel and I don't get along. I'm surprised I still get the messages. We don't get along at all. Kind of like two wrestlers in the WWE. But anyway, so Region 1 has been updated to a closing. There we go. With that being said, we're going to close you, Pat.
Yes, and just be grateful that you're not in Chichester, New Hampshire.
How much do they get? 3 feet?
5-0.
50 inches?
50 inches.
Wow. God bless them.
50 inches.
In Chichester.
Chichester.
Bye-bye, Chai-Chai.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All righty. Bye-bye, Marshall.